All right, guys, life can get hectic really fast. It feels like there's no time and we're always on the go. When you get overwhelmed with life's daily tasks, responsibilities, and unexpected challenges, important things like our health tend to fall to the wayside. Well, my friend, Healthy Cell is here to make taking care of yourself a priority. Healthy Cell makes getting back in the driver's seat much easier. They have an innovative approach to the pill format by using this awesome gel. This vitamin-packed, nutrient-dense gel can be taken by itself, mixed in your drink, or blended with your morning smoothie. Healthy Cell offers supplement packs to enhance your performance, focus, and well-being. Take control of your mental, physical, and physiological health with Healthy Cell. If this is something that you've been thinking about implementing, tap this episode, scroll to our show notes, and click the link for significant savings today. All right, click that link to support your health and our mission today. Now, enjoy the rest of the show. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. We have a great episode for you today. It is the final episode in season 7, where we have been talking about betrayal trauma and trauma wounds and that recovery process. The episode today is called Recovery is a Process, Not a Destination. And I really feel like the title kind of says it all. So I'm going to say it again. Recovery is absolutely not a destination. It is a process. And it is not linear. Okay. And because of the trauma that you've experienced, you are going to find a lot of polarized thinking and thought process. So you're going to have a tendency to go to that place of always and never and, you know, pass or fail, right? It's common. It's common. But I'm going to tell you it's pretty dangerous in a recovery process because, like I said, it's not linear. It is always, and I'm going to use the word always because I've never not seen it. Three steps forward, two steps back. Three steps forward, one step back. Three steps forward, maybe four steps forward this time. But then again, maybe two steps back, maybe 2.5 steps back, and then four or five steps forward. That is what a recovery process looks like. And you are constantly learning. You are constantly gathering information. You are constantly getting to know yourself. But that is the value of this journey. It is the value is all in self-discovery. Okay? Self-awareness, insight, intuition. Okay? That is what it's about. And if it's always going to be three steps forward, what the heck are you going to learn? That is not the process. That's not the process of healing. That's not the process of growth. It is important to allow yourself to make mistakes, to stumble, to fall, to get back up, to brush yourself off, and to learn all of the very, very valuable information that you get from these slips and these falls. It's critical. It's critical. And it's also something that allows you to have insight and empathy for your partner if, of course, they're in a recovery process, right? We can have empathy for them when in a recovery process, not in active addiction. But if they're in a recovery process, you get to kind of look at that and it's like, yeah, thank goodness they have slips. Thank goodness they kind of stumble, catch themselves, get back up, adjust, and learn and go deeper in their recovery. That is the same thing for you. Okay. As you're learning to regulate emotion, as you are working on distress tolerance for both negative and positive feedback, You know, all of this, it's hard. You know, you're going to have days where you're able to do it well, you're able to engage your recovery well, and other days, no. Other days, you're going to need to curl up in bed, okay? Go completely into that hypoarousal and not to awaken for 2 days. You know, yes, that's a slip. No, that's not recovery. Yes, that's isolation. And it is so valuable to learn and to grow and to also give yourself grace and say, well, you know what? I guess this is part of my healing process. Yes, it is. It is part of your healing, and it is not a linear path. Okay. I want you in this process to fully engage, to wholly embrace the 2 steps back, the 1 step back, the 4 steps back. Okay. And then use that data to lean into and learn and adjust. You know, that's what the recovering addict is doing. It's the same thing we need to do in a healing process, right? Gather that information, use it to grow, and continue to offer grace for self and others and heal. So that's what it's about. And this is our final episode. And so, like, my message to you guys is please, please, please monitor your perfectionism. Monitor even that we've talked about this on previous podcasts, but like, don't think that because somebody else did it this way, you need to do it that way. All right. Don't look around even in a group setting and be like, oh gosh, they're further along than me. No, your process is your process. And I can guarantee it is exactly what you need for self-discovery, healing, and recovery. Okay. It's not supposed to look like anybody else's because you're unique. Okay. Your experiences, your life experiences, your trauma, your particular relationship to your recovering addict, it's all different. And that is okay, but it's about trusting in the process. You know, I see people, you know, they come to me all the time and they're in a state of, you know, negative emotion and hyper or hypoarousal. They're not in their window of tolerance. They're upset. They're hurting. And they feel like this is the worst. But guess what? It is part of a process of healing. It is something that must be experienced. It is something that you can't go around. You must go through if you want to heal. Okay. We've talked also about the grief and loss process. Well, no, you know, sadness and anger and bargaining, none of that is comfortable and it's all necessary. So please hear me say, sometimes when you feel like it's a 3 steps back, it's really not. Sometimes it really is 1 step forward into the unknown, into that healing process, into that discomfort, because recovery is not comfortable. So sometimes in reality, you're taking 2 massive steps forward, and I can see it as a therapist. I can see that, gosh, this is right where you need to be. Thank God you're experiencing this anger. You know, it is an important part of the healing process, but for the person experiencing it, it feels horrible and it can feel like 3 steps back, but it is not. Again, that is the importance of engaging in a therapeutic process with someone who specializes in betrayal trauma so that they're walking you down that journey and they can help you see, is this a step forward? Is this a step back? You know, sometimes it feels like a step forward and your therapist is like, no, no, no. This is a slippery slope. This is overconfidence, or this is, you know, something, maybe denial that's coming up, or maybe you're, you know, subconsciously setting yourself up for more pain and suffering, or maybe you're reenacting, you know, some old trauma or some wounds, and it feels good. So please understand, no, it's not linear. And sometimes even you don't know if it's a step forward or a step back. So be willing to fully engage in a therapeutic process of healing and recovery, and know that your journey is yours. It is nobody else's. You cannot compare it to anyone's. And also please know, as I mentioned in our last episode, on the other side of this is self-discovery, self-awareness, healing. Okay? Trust for self, trust for others, hope for the future. A sense of self that you will never lose again. The ability to set boundaries, the ability to trust your gut, the ability to be in touch with your intuition and use that to make discerning decisions. All of this is guaranteed as a recovery process, and it's a process, and it does not end. You know, a lot of people who, oh my gosh, the strides that they have made and how long they've been in recovery, you know, sometimes the more healing you get, the further away you feel from where you want to be. And that's a really good sign. Again, it doesn't always feel good, but it's a good sign because it means that you're hungry. It means that you're eager. It means that you're craving growth, right? And you're willing to step into challenge. You know, it's just, it's a beautiful thing. Recovery is a beautiful thing, and it is a beautiful way to live this one life that we're given. And if we're only given this one, I hope that you will cherish it and that you know that you deserve health and healing and true recovery from betrayal trauma. Thanks, guys. It has been so good being with you this season, and we look forward to being with you next season as we talk about sexual compulsivity and addiction. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing, and from willing to healing.
Hello. Hey there. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content and we love offering it, but it's not free to create, only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher-level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show.